when death comes. As the road of my life winds into the sunset and darkness grows on the horizon, I gaze into the darkness closer than ever before. I wonder, as I have many times before, what lies in the darkness. I wonder what it will be like when that moment comes. Will it be violent and excruciating pain? Will it be peaceful, a breath that just ceases to be? Will it be long and painful as disease eats me away? I've walked this road with many people, but as always, one of the living walking with the dying, walking with the dead. I once tried to cross that line and angered those that remain. But now, in the twilight, the darkness is so very close. On my road I have heard many speak of what the darkness is. Some have said, however one ceases to be, that first the light appears inviting your embrace, but the soul, laden with darkness, turns from the embrace. Then demons appear that horrify the soul, and as one turns in fear, the light once more appears. And so one struggles to and fro, good and evil intermingled in the soul, one's karma drawing one to and fro, until in the distance one sees lovers entwined embracing. And so once more we are born to the wheel of birth and death, and life begins again, another life to live. And in that life, another journey, on the road that leads to the twilight, there are many souls one might remember from times of former lives. It is so hard to remember, to really, really know what one has been through many lives ago, through many cycles of birth and death and birth, perhaps an animal or less, a beggar or more. Others say that in the darkness the light appears, and if you've chosen right, with your sins cleansed, the light embraces you and carries you through the gate to a place of joy and wonder, where all before are with you, surrounded in the light. Some of these also say that if you have not chosen right and have not accepted Jesus as your Saviour, the light dispels you into the darkest night, to a place of eternal suffering, of torment forever, evermore, a suffering far worse than you have ever known before, and that this will be your life forevermore. But there are others who say that this is too harsh, and yet you must pay the price of failing in your journey to make your choice aright. And so in the darkness you just cease to be, and your very being is no more, leaving but fragments on life's shore. But then I wonder how I can be nothing, when nothing never has been, and once created I can never not be, that in the return to dust something remains. Again there are others, in speaking of right and wrong, that if you've believed in Jesus and the Blessed Trinity, that you have not believed in truth, because God only one can be, not mysteriously one and three. That Muhammad is his final word, and Jesus did not die, but rather God to heaven him took until the final day. And so I ask, as the sun is nearly set, what will my journey be? Will I be in hell because Muhammad I did not hear? Will I be in hell because I believe that God is love? For although a saviour I might think I have, my sins are not atoned, as I could not accept to hell some must go, and so my journey to the netherworld must be. And because I sought the truth, I never really belong to anyone who says their way is true, because as I walk the road and the people I have heard, there is no agreement of what the journey is. And so I had no choice but to ask my soul to tell me what she has learned along my rocky road. What is my destiny when the sun has set? And from deep within, I hear songs of joy. For when I first turned to God, God's cleansing began. And although on the road I've suffered much, that in the darkness my soul's purification will be, and God's way is revealed in many, many ways. Whilst Jesus' promise will be fulfilled, and as he's lifted up, all are drawn in love, a love that shows the truth of who we really are, freeing me, freeing us through suffering of all the hurt I've done, freeing us of all the hurt we have done. Then I will join the others that have passed this way, that are passing this way, and all of us will try to help those that are still on the way.